Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Josh, something's happened at home.
Yep.
Which has caused a bit of a debate. So one of our old housemates, he moved out.
Yep.
And recently he messaged our old housemate chat and just said, hey, I've been doing some gardening at home. Mm. I know that you guys have two green bins.
Yep.
Geez,
that's a lot.
Yeah, paid for by a previous tenant. They did something.
A lot of gardening, obviously.
I mean, it's not me doing it, I'll tell you that much.
That's a lot of cleanup jobs.
But he said, I've been doing a bit of gardening. My bin's full. Is it fine if I put it in yours?
Yeah.
I said, yeah, no problem. No problem.
Because you don't mow your lawn.
That's it. Got mowed yesterday. Thank you, Ian. So he came over and he put stuff in the green bin, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then we went to go put a actual garbage bag out, so in just your general waste bin.
Yeah.
Opened it up, and at the Surf Coast, they're the smaller ones.
Yeah.
They're not your big size. They're just reduced small.
Mm-hmm.
And went to do it. I've gone, hang on a second. He's filled that up as well. We have no room for our rubbish because he's just willingly helped himself to our general waste bin.
Yeah.
That's not okay. We gave him permission for the green. We didn't give him permission for the red. That's a no-go. You have to ask. You can't just be putting your rubbish in other people's bins.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really care.
You're one of them.
I just think if, as long as, one, like it's the end of, it's bin night, it's out on the curb and there's room in it, you can chuck it in, as long as you can still close the lid. Like if you like pile it up, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, you're turning it into a little tip.
That's right. And then no one, it's not even going to get taken. That's unfair.
Yeah, yeah.
But if there's room in there, I think it's fair game.
But ours wasn't out on the curb. Ours wasn't. It wasn't there. It's no, Josh. You have to get permission. You can't just be waltzing around.
So you want someone to knock on your door? They've got their rubbish bins in hand.
So
do you want to chuck this in?
Do you mind if I put this in your bin? Yes.
No,
why not?
Don't worry about it.
How are you doing this? You're doing this often, aren't you?
We don't have that much rubbish. There's two of us. And a small infant.
It's an infant, so they cause a lot of rubbish.
Yeah, that's true.
The nappies and everything.
It's definitely gone up, but we're definitely not ever getting more than halfway.
Because getting onto the nappies, say my next door neighbour's got a little baby, and then they've got dirty nappies, and they're putting it in my bin, and then it's a hot day. Now ours stinks. You've got to ask me first. I'm not saying you can't do it. I'm saying get permission, Josh. There's a lot of factors that you got to think about. You can't just be dumping
it's
your
a
trash.
Why do you care about how the smell is?
Because
it smells like lavender.
I would love
that.
It's
ruined.
But at least you know what's going on.
It's a bin. It stinks.
No, it's my bin, though.
52232955. Help us settle it. Do you have to ask? Can you? If it's bin night, can you just chuck it in? Just fill it up. Within
so
reason,
ruthless.
As we talked about, we all agree that the
you
needs
can't
to
have
be,
yeah you can't have the
can't be overfilled.
That's just rude.
Yeah, but you can chuck whatever you want in there.
No, you can't.
52232955. We've got tickets to give away to Western United. They're playing in town. Geelong's A-League side returns this Saturday. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
We're wanting your help to settle a debate on 52232955. If it's okay to put rubbish in your neighbour's bins without getting permission.
Mm.
Because one of our former housemates, he asked to use our green bins because he'd done some gardening, which is completely fine. When it came to putting our actual trash out, opened the red bin lid and thought, oh no, it's full.
It's full.
He filled it up as well. Didn't ask. And now where does our rubbish go, Josh? Where does it go?
Yeah, it'll get there next time.
But so you're all for it.
I said if it's out on the curb and there's room in it and you're not, like you can close the lid, fine. Don't have to ask.
We've started a bit of debate on our Facebook page as well. Rob says if you get permission from the neighbours, then that's all good. Steve says no way. Nicole says sometimes being a binger is necessary. Best to be done in the middle of the night.
I like that. Yeah,
I don't mind the term of a binger, actually.
Avoid confrontation. I like that. Glenn in Newcombe, what do you reckon? It's okay to put things in other people's bins?
Oh, well, look, I don't have a problem with it. Like you said, as long as it doesn't overflow. But I used to do it to my neighbour's bin, the recycling. And apparently I've got a different definition of recyclable than the council. And he used to get the odd notification and sticker on his bin about what I was putting in there. So, yeah.
You've red-listed him.
apparently. So when I found that one out over the fence, I thought I'd better find another neighbour, hadn't I?
Another bin to borrow. Oh, that's so good. Josh, okay, right?
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's
Alrighty, Herbie, this is based off a world record that's just been set, accidental world record. In fact, it's for the longest book not being returned. So,
oh, at a library.
That's right. 73 years it took to return the book.
Yep.
So that now becomes the, you know,
the longest record.
Longest record, yep.
See, it's a hard one to try and beat because you'd forget you have the book and then probably by the time right. you remember it, you may not be with us anymore. I'm being reasonable.
You're dead by the time you've broken it, so it's yeah. no point.
Exactly.
That's why we are doing accidental records from around the world. These are some things that you probably wouldn't really go out to try and do, or you've just unintentionally set them.
Okay, let's win some money here, Herb Dog.
Let's kick it off with this one.
Just nickname myself.
That's all right. Whatever works for you. I'm happy for you. What is the most amount of broken bones by someone ever?
It's not going to be comfortable, is it?
No, it's not going to be comfortable. Is it 433?
Whoa.
Is it 444? Is it 455? Or is it 464?
Jeepers creepers, they weren't having a good day, were they?
They were not.
I wish I could remember how many bones are in the human body.
260-ish, was it?
I don't know.
I don't know. Someone's going to correct us. Don't worry about it.
I am going to go with D.
D. Locking in D?
464.
Incorrect.
It was
433.
You? Oh, my Josh. Oh, moving on.
When a truck rolled over on the highway, it accidentally set the record for A, largest dice roll in history, B, largest amount of marbles spilled, C, largest amount of bowling balls rolled, D, most playing cards ever picked up. So obviously it's carrying the cargo, spills.
Yep.
Which one of
dice,
those?
Dice, marbles, bowling balls or cards?
Imagine, do you remember, did you ever fall for that 52 pickup? I think I did 50 times.
I think I did. It's so annoying. Be warned if they say 52 pickup, don't do it.
Yeah.
I will go with B. Marbles.
Locking B?
It's D, isn't it?
No, it's A. Largest dice roll in history.
Stop putting them all on A. I hate that you put them all on A.
But he hasn't done it again.
Yeah, but you do it, and then I go to a different one, and then you don't do it, and then when I go back to A.
All right, this is a record, an incredible record. Most weight ever lost by someone.
Okay.
We're talking kilos here.
And is this all together? So it could be
over the journey. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Like from one point to the other point.
Okay, yeah.
Like the largest gap.
Yeah, okay.
Was it A, 272 kilos, B, 310 kilos, C, 377 kilos, or D, 419 kilos?
Okay. That's a fair bit of weight.
It is, either way you look at it.
Well done.
It's pretty incredible.
Please give me my 50-50. Thank you, Josh.
All right, Heavy.
Don't say that first letter or I'll...
Is it B, 310 kilos,
mm-hmm.
or D, 419 kilos?
I've said both of them. I've said B and D. 310, you couldn't lose 400.
I think you'd, what would you have to be?
You'd have to be big. I'm going to go with B, 310.
It's D. I think he topped the scales at 634 kilos at his biggest.
And then he lost 419.
I think he needed
bloody
to.
Good on you.
Absolutely. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I've said it before and I'll say it again. And I'll take it to my grave with me. I hate paying for parking.
I just feel like it should be free, shouldn't it?
Why? Like, the genius who came up with the idea to start charging, well done to you, to the people that have continued doing it.
Yeah.
Oh!
I suppose it does make sense in, like, especially here in the city.
In the
if
city,
you
want to
like
yeah,
pop in and out and do shopping, you can't just have someone park in there all day.
I know.
Which I so that side, but
I
it should
get
be
that.
Still free, but just limited.
Oh, it's just it's frustrating because then you add it up in your head. I get to the end of the week and I think, oh gosh, I've spent a lot on
just
parking.
$11.50.
Parking. It just does my head in. And so when I found out that Geelong has nearly one of the highest car park rates in the country, I thought, you're kidding me. You are absolutely
like the actual
kidding
parking
me.
Rate.
The parking
the
rate.
Amount you pay, yeah.
So I can let you know that a certain Geelong car park is among the cheapest paid parking here in Australia, mm-hmm. and that is the one at Market Square.
Okay.
So their hourly rate is really good. But it's on street car parking ranks among the country's most expensive.
Really?
Yep. We
you're in Geelong.
We beat Hobart, Canberra. We come in sixth nationally.
Yeah, but who's visiting those areas?
You know? It's true.
Hobart. Who's going there?
Hobart's actually quite nice. Have you been there?
Yeah, it's nice, but I'm not staying.
That's fair. I mean, it is a compliment to us that people are coming.
That's right.
To Geelong and the Surf Coast. But do you know what? If more people are coming, if you want even more to come, cut the cost.
Double the parking spots.
I'm just sick of it. I really am. It gets me going. So I did look into some other car park costs because I thought it can't be that bad here.
Surely.
And it isn't that bad.
Okay.
I mean, I need to wind it back a little bit because looking around the world, we're not doing too bad. So
yeah.
Melbourne
yep.
is number 9 in the world.
Really?
Number 9. For the most expensive car park. So
wow.
You know how you might buy a car park? Those silly billies
yeah.
that purchase one?
Well, they make money off them. That's
well,
the thing.
Do.
They become an asset.
It's true. It's true. Maybe not so silly billy.
Yeah.
But $57,000 you were looking at for a Melbourne car park,
oof.
Which is quite exy. Sydney jumps up another level, but they're fifth. $264,000.
For a car park?
Car park. Potts Point.
I wonder how long it takes you to make that money back.
I mean, probably...
A few years, obviously.
Probably not too long, I wouldn't think. But it gets worse. London, fourth. So we're going from 264 up to $729,000.
Jeez.
For a car park.
Getting close to house territory. Well, we are in house
territory.
Yep.
Boston jumps up into the 800s. You're one and two. So two is Hong Kong.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A car park spot sold for... Over $1 million, so $1,121,000. Where in the world, Josh, do you think has the number one spot?
Surely has to be New York.
Hot on the money there.
Yeah, yeah.
Boom. $1,476 for a car park.
Oh, imagine.
I'm sorry. If that's you, get a mirror out, take a hard look, and buy a bike. That is all you need to do.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh.
Ooh, ooh.
On K-Rock 955. Herbie and Josh's same, same.
Hello.
Hello.
But different. Different.
Same, same.
But different.
But still same.
He's back again for another week. Well, we missed you last week, actually. I was
yes,
away.
Because someone wasn't here.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I had a sick daughter, Ben.
I was here. I was ready to play, so I'm even more ready now.
Ooh, that's right. So, a carryover champ who's still...
That'll be you.
Of course it is.
I voided it out. I voided it out after last week.
You just wanted someone to say it, didn't you?
That's right. I just want to see where you feel.
What's the rules again, Ben?
Two songs by the same name, but they're completely different songs by completely different artists. Mm-hmm. The more you can tell me, the more points that you score. And considering Josh is the carryover champion, he goes first with your first set of songs.
And I'll leave the light on.
Got there, Josh.
So it's Tom Walker, Leave a Light On.
Leave a Light
Who's
On.
Who's that
yes.
80s band?
Three.
No idea.
Two, one.
I'm going to guess side. Blondie.
Blondie is a no for that one. Belinda Carlisle is who we're looking for.
Gosh, I love Belinda.
I know.
So 2 points to Josh off the first
Devo.
Round.
That
and
hurts.
Here's Herbie's first set of songs. One of those ones where you think that it's everyone.
Yeah,
but it's not.
I know. They all sound the same. Those
I'm going
punk bands.
I'm going Blink, Simple Plan. Like that's where I'm between. Is one of them correct?
You can't say that.
No, I can't say that. But
yeah, okay, one is correct. God damn.
Who's the first one
Ed
anyway?
Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. Yes, the song title is.
Oh, What is it? Dancing in the dark with you between.
What did they say in the second song, though? Sorry, I can't be.
Perfect.
Well, that you can't lead them to the. Jeez, Ben. I can't tell you that, but I can give you the answer. Here we go. Jeez.
I'm going to go Simple Plan.
Simple Plan. Oh. Yes, she gets three. Josh is already annoyed with me. Here we go for your second round.
I'll get annoyed now.
What have we got?
Rescue Me.
Rescue Me, yes.
One Republic.
One Republic, yes.
No idea who the first
one is. No idea who the second one, first one is. We'll give you a buzzer for that one. Herbie.
I don't know it.
Do you want to hear it again?
No, I don't know it.
No, we're going to buzz you out. It was You, Me at Six that we're looking for that one right there.
So, he's back.
I've never even heard of him.
Currently 3-4 off that one right there. And Herbie's last set of songs. Is it too late now
to say sorry? Josh's boy. So it's Sorry, Justin Bieber.
Sorry, Justin Bieber, yes.
Oh, I know.
Currently 5-4. It's to solidify the win.
No, I'm not going to get it. It's like Rita Ora, but it's not.
Joel Corey.
Joel Corey, yes.
Oh, is it with Monique?
That's the second one. Yeah. So that means that we're going to a tiebreaker again. This is like the third week in a row that we've done one of these.
Jesus, this is a hard game.
Obviously, the rules for the tiebreaker. Josh went first, so Herbie gets the advantage of going first in this one. It's five possible answers, one title, and four artists in this one right here.
Give me a second. Okay, it goes so quick. It goes so quick.
You get to hear it once, and we go back and forth. First person who can't give me a correct answer, you hand the victory to your opponent.
I'm so stressed. I don't like that.
Herbie, go.
Alive.
Yes.
Pearl Jam.
Hey?
Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, yes. Herbie.
Foo Fighters.
Yeah. So Josh gets the win.
I forgot.
I can only remember one.
What was the last one?
The last one was Natalie Bassingthwaite. You also had Empire of the Sun and POD in there as well.
Jeez.
Josh rattled off Pearl Jam that quickly, I didn't even hear what you said.
Pearl Jam. Jeez, feels good.
It's good going second.
It is, isn't it?
It kind of is, I guess.
It is good.
So I guess it's not really an advantage, but
it's
not.
I think, anyway, well done, Josh.
Yeah, it's all right. Thank you, Ben. It is heavy, Josh. Okay, Rock 955. Coming home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
Yeah.
All right, Herbie, this is where we love to get your thoughts. See where you're sitting on daily topics. Could be
well, now knowing it's 28 degrees. Yes.
How's that changed things here in the studio?
It's just nice to know that other people are having
40 in here. It's
such a great day out there with some nice weather.
A bit of wind. Sounds delightful. All right. Yeah, nah for no, nah, yeah for yes. Kicking off with swimming in the Barwon River.
Yeah, nah. Or nah, yeah.
I'll say nah, yeah, but it is an area I don't know because I actually asked you not too long ago if people do swim there.
Let's see, this changes mind. The Environment Watchdog is conducting water quality tests along the Barwon River after 50,000 litres of sewage spilled from a pipe at South Geelong.
mouth shut.
No.
I might do my toes in.
This is living.
That is disgusting.
Oh.
You're swimming with poo.
Yeah.
That's literally it.
You'd imagine, but then think about going to the beach, right, and you jump in the water. Think about how many times someone's like...
Well, people are weeing. I hope they're not pooing next to me. Josh, what are you doing?
Oh, I've seen your family, and I've seen what they do on holidays.
What are you doing in the beach? Oh my God. Gosh, Josh.
Schoolies.
You sick.
Yeah,
I love schoolies.
You did? You're still going.
Just thinking.
Are you going to be all right to continue?
I did love schoolies. I went to Byron.
Did you go twice?
No.
Of course you did.
You would have.
Why is it always me that did it?
Sorry. It's always me. But now because I called you out for pooing in the river.
What? Are you all right?
Keep going, I'm good.
All right. So they're banning bags in Perth for schoolies in certain areas.
Like.
So you can't bring your backpack, yeah.
But I tell you what, you have to have a bag, being a girl, like a little one, because I lose my phone left, right and centre. If I didn't have one at schoolies, I would have gone through so many phones.
Well, that's right. And just, I guess,
Well, I don't think I had a bag. I just chucked things in my pocket.
See, men do that. And I don't know how you do it.
You give it to the girl to put it in their bag.
There you go.
riding on someone's shoulders.
Yeah, nah. Or, nah, yeah.
Yeah, nah. I've only ever done it once. And it's an area I don't feel comfortable.
Didn't enjoy the experience?
Well, I just feel bad for the person that has to pick me up. Because
not the people behind you that you're blocking.
No.
Don't worry about them.
Because you know you're having the best time. The best time up there. You're pointing to the singer. You think this is living, Barry. Yeah, yeah. But then I remember, like, someone's holding me up.
Yeah.
They can't breathe. that's an effort.
Yeah.
Have you been up?
Nah.
Have you put someone up?
I think so.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, yeah. If someone jumped up, I would have been going.
And you wouldn't have. Not you wouldn't be able to say no.
I don't even know who they are. So one of the rapper was performing at like Land Rover's party. They were having like a Christmas party.
Yeah.
And the CEO of Land Rover got on this guy's shoulders and he dropped him. I was like, just a lesson, but maybe it's not such a good idea.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
I think when you think back to primary school, especially primary school, a good lunchbox could make the day that much better. You know, it was excitement in the air.
I loved a Friday because that was a treat in our lunchbox.
Yeah.
Friday treat day.
Yeah.
Always a good recess then.
Or you got the tuck shop on a Friday.
Lunch
the brown
order.
Paper bag and you just.
I was always envious of the kids that got a few of those a week. Mm. I thought, my gosh, you're living.
That was
you
back in
living.
The day where you could put a $2 coin in and you had a feast.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, a 10-year-old girl not happy with her dad about something he put in her lunchbox. So she was expecting her favourite, which is a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
That's the one that she usually gets, her and her two brothers as well. But no, her dad, Chris, decided that roast beef was going to be specially picked, and that was what was served.
Delightful.
That was given to her. Well, I thought, you know.
Yeah.
Depends what's going with it. You know, sometimes if you put too much pickled mustard with it or.
True. Are we getting roast beef and gravy? Is it a rock, you know?
So many factors. Well, it turns out the factors weren't in the favour because his daughter wrote a note to him saying, "What is this? Do not give me this again or else."
Or else.
She hasn't spelled else correctly, but that's okay.
You'll forgive her. She's 10 leaving a note about her lunch.
She's giving feedback on the order. Obviously doesn't clear her own lunch bag, but it does make or break a day.
It really does.
The lunchbox, what's in there?
Well, because as much as you look back now and you have such fond memories of school, especially primary school, and you go, gosh, weren't they great times? But at the time, you go, no, I don't want to go to school. And so a highlight was looking towards your lunch.
And I don't know about you, but it was like that's where the stock market starts.
Oh, yeah.
Is in the lunchbox.
It's illegal trading.
You know when you're going to find a trade because there's always swapping going on.
Definitely.
What
was a big thing for us was the pink TikTok biscuits.
Oh, okay. Yeah, not
if I had them.
So you would, what are you, you're trading that or are you keeping it?
Oh, I'm I would keep it knowing I could get a better trade for it.
What would you usually get with that? What would that get on the market?
I'd have to have a few. So I'd always say mum and I'd have to beat my brothers to getting all the pinks.
Yeah.
So if, let's say I'm trading 5 pink TikToks for an LCM bar.
Oh, yeah, LCM bars would be high. Price.
They're a royalty
item. I think if you've got a roll-up, you're doing in good stead. Because we never really got them. And
no.
I remember I always try and switch something, but I never had anything to offer.
So you would try and keep a roll-up?
I would keep a roll-up, yeah, for sure. It's pure sugar. That's getting me through the next couple of hours.
If you've got your little roll-up in your back pocket, I rock up and say, hey, Josh. And hey, you know, that was fun, first class.
Yeah.
But I've got a Dunkaroo.
Dunker, oh, that's from, that. You know why? Because the element of dunking something in the chocolate is where
the novelty.
You know,
we never got Dunkaroos.
It was neither did we. Tiny teddies were a hot commodity.
They
I think.
Were.
Would you keep or would you trade in
a tiny teddy?
Mm.
Depends what flavour. Choc chip keeping.
Yeah.
Chocolate. You can have them. Trade that.
Were you ever able to trade a piece of fruit?
No.
Because if you could trade a piece of fruit.
Then you go straight to the stock market.
But no, they ended up just going, staying in the bag.
In the backpack. And then at the end of the year.
It's moldy.
The mum goes to the back and goes, what is this? Trade gone wrong.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Kirby and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
We both love life. We love it. It's great. But some days you think, gosh. That's annoying. some people have life a little bit easier.
Yeah, sometimes you're just like, I wish it was me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you may recall a few months ago now, we were speaking about those billionaires and millionaires who leave their inheritance to a pet.
Which is just dumb, but anyway.
Silly. And there was a dog, a German Shepherd, Gunther. Yeah. Or Gunther. And he has inherited millions. Which is just crazy to think. He's a German Shepherd and he's got millions. One of his estates.
Great dog.
Which was previously owned by Madonna. They bought the property off her. I should say the dog bought it off her for $7.5 million. Has just this week gone up again for sale. Now for $45 million.
Jeez, he's turned a profit.
Hasn't he? He's a dog. What has he done in all those years?
Oh,
nothing.
Wow. How many people has this dog got around him?
Well, that's the thing. I'm reading into him because I'm just so frustrated.
You've latched on to something great.
Yeah, it's amazing. So the dog was left the trust back in 1992. Since then, there's been a few mm-hmm. German Shepherds, so they're keeping on the breed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Great breed.
That blood flowing. So there's been four in that time.
Yeah.
So the current Gunther is the sixth one.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Gunther six.
Now, he's got a group of handlers that help him jet set around the world.
Oh, wow.
Most recently, he went to Milan. He's been to the Bahamas. He's been dining out at restaurants.
He has, or they've just taken everything
That's
for a ride?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He has a chef.
Where was that, Gunther? where are we going? France. Oh, okay.
Oh, he wants to go to the Eiffel Tower.
Again.
We'll go there tomorrow. All right. And it's just ridiculous. He travels by private jet.
Mm.
I don't understand that.
You want me to purchase this Chanel handbag? Okay.
That'll look nice on your collar. And so one of his handlers, his main one,
is
named Carla Richtelli. Now, she managed to get on board the trust, which is worth up to $500 million at the moment.
Jeez.
She got on board a few years back. Now, she just said that she had a nice connection with him, that when they met, he ran up and he was kissing her cheek. And so it was quite friendly. And so now all of a sudden, she's on this trust. And she's...
From a dog licking your face.
From a dog licking your face. But the best part about this is because normally you'd think if you're getting part of this trust, part of $500 million, like Gunther is your priority.
That's
surely.
Right. Yeah.
No, not for her. She hasn't just said, I'll take Gunther. She's introduced her pets. So she's got two other dogs, six cats and chickens. Plus Gunther.
Jeez.
There's no time for Gunther.
No, she's just taking him for a ride.
It's
just been kicked out of his
animal
house.
Farm.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.
And Herbie, we're all familiar with this song.
Hello.
Dan, something you said during the press conference, Ashton Kutcher, they made it into an absolute banger, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
They've got a brand new track out now, and I know that they've been getting busy on Instagram because Adam and Matt, I saw a video of you cleaning a pool. Did you actually get that desperate and you had to get back on the tools?
We definitely picked up the tools.
Yeah, we picked up the proverbial tools in our own different ways, you know, once the show stopped.
Yeah.
But it looks like... We're coming on the other end.
We could be on.
We've got some shows.
Yeah, good.
And it's good because throughout lockdown, obviously the song that went bonkers is Get on the Beers. Are we expecting that to be the festival summer hit this summer?
Well, this is the interesting thing is that, I mean, we've got I would dare say we've probably got a new festival summer hit, but I think even though that's the case, there's a lot of like places we haven't played Get on the Beers yet, including Melbourne and Sydney and whatnot. So, yeah, I think some people are definitely itching to drink beers and hear. Yeah.
I think it might end up as one of those songs where everyone knows it, but after a while, everyone gets sick of it unless we're playing it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
it's like the only time you want to hear the song is when we're playing.
One of those. We're actually saying this before because on New Year's Eve, you're playing two shows in different cities, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you just that excited that
New Year's Day? Yeah.
Yeah, New Year's Day rather. Are you just that excited that you're like, let's just fill the calendar?
It was everything. Yeah.
So we were trying to figure out how do we spend, that little New Year's Eve, New Year's Day period, and I guess our team figured out the best way we should spend that is in Brisbane, Canberra, Airlie Beach and Melbourne all at once.
And Sydney.
Now, you guys are playing Schoolies just around the corner. I know everyone here is excited because obviously been locked down for so long. They're like launching to get to the Gold Coast. When you guys went to Schoolies, did you cause a bit of havoc?
Tell us all about
where
that.
Where do I start?
Oh, there we go. So, that's what we wanted.
The year was 2010. Cast your mind back. It was a good year, 2010, right?
Yeah.
And we stayed at a hotel, which I believe has had a revamp since for good reason. It was called The Islander.
Yeah, right.
Now, I don't know if any of your listeners ever stayed at The Islander, but basically they had a great setup where you could fit 5 to 7 people in a room. They just had beds everywhere.
Yeah.
And it would cost, I think it cost like $500 to $700 for the whole week. So you and 6-7 mates in the one hotel room in this hotel full of other rooms of schoolies like that. The stairwell eventually became essentially like a sewage plant.
Oh,
from both that way and the other way for people all through the staircase. And I remember the guard just sort of said, yeah, we just give it a rinse down before the New South Wales kids come through. I thought, oof, glad we were the first week.
You know? Sounds like the hotel got a workout.
Yeah, it did, didn't it? So obviously Get on the Beers was huge, and that really, you know, I guess gave everyone your name, didn't it? And did you feel the pressure with On My Mind, or was it just that you had so much time on your hands that you just worked out a great track?
I mean, for want of a better explanation, I think we actually tried to make a proper song this time.
Yeah.
Something that was a joke, you know?
Yeah.
And when it comes to going back to Get on the Beers, we'll discussing off air, did you get to meet Dan Andrews at all or speak to him over the phone to know what beer he's actually
having? We've been
locked down
since. So we haven't been to Victoria since lockdown.
And for a lot of part, you know, there was a bit of flack around it because I think people got the wrong idea that the use of Dan Andrews was deliberate or political. Yeah. It was just Matt was watching those press conferences and it was funny. Like, it's not, there's really nothing else to it.
Yeah. Well, your new one is a banger as well. We've already seen it on TikTok getting used, which is fantastic, and all the best. And hopefully,
when can we see you in Geelong?
Ooh. Well, we were just discussing that actually before we came on. So the last show we played in Geelong, I reckon we did a DJ set at like 6 a.m. It was actually wild.
That is not Geelong, a sign anyone wants to see.
We've only been to Geelong after 4 a.m.
A very different crowd at 6 a.m. than what it is at 9 p.m.
God, that's a scary. I don't want to think about it, to be honest.
You've been there, Josh.
Years ago. Guys, thank you so much. The new track is out now, On My Mind. Well done, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Matt and Adam there from Mashed and Kutcher. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home on K-Rock 955.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock 955.